Pro football fans are taking to the Barca Lounger for the start of the NFL playoffs. Wildcard weekend kicks off with two games Saturday, two more on Sunday. In the games on Saturday, the Cincinnati Bengals play the Houston Texans in Houston. The Detroit Lions play the Saints in New Orleans. The Sunday games feature the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Broncos and quarterback Tim Tebow in Denver, and the Atlanta Falcons against the New York Giants in New Jersey. Got that? Dan Wetzel is national sports columnist for Yahoo.com. Dan, start with the game between the Steelers and the Broncos. Denver quarterback Tim Tebow, of course, so much attention for all those miraculous comebacks, but he hadn't played, you know, that well. Did you think the pressure got to him?
No, I think that the opposing defenses were able to scout how he plays, and that's one of the hardest parts about players is once they get enough body of work on film, defensive coordinators can break him down. They're defending him in a different way. And this will be his greatest challenge because the Steelers not only have probably the best defense in the NFL, but have one of the most innovative defensive coordinators. So it's going to be a real struggle for Tebow this weekend.
Right. And we should say for those who somehow missed this story, he, of course, has an outspoken evangelical religious faith. He's got that prayer pose now known as the Tebow, whatever. But, you know, he has brushed that off and said, I don't think God is on my side. I don't think God's picking me to win. But this is his first playoff start. So pressure on him. Tell us more about what you think is going to happen here.
Yeah, no, there's a huge focus. It's the Sunday afternoon game. Steelers are a big national team also. So,
well, they're pretty beat up. They got a lot of injuries.
They're beat up, and that's really his best chance. Is that Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers quarterback, has a bad ankle, and they lost their best running back, Rashard Mendenhall, with a knee injury. So, the key to Tebow was that the Denver defense was able to keep the games close, so that he could make plays at the end. And they're really the star of the story. And then Tebow had this kind of uncanny knack of turning it on the last 5 minutes. So that's really the hope here for Denver, is the defense can keep it close. The Steelers aren't at the top of their game offensively, and Tebow can pull it out. Well, but again, this is a much tougher team. He was beating a lot of teams that weren't that good. There are no bad teams in the playoffs, and by no means is the Steelers' defense will be the most formidable challenge he's faced.
Well, in the other AFC game, you've got the Bengals and the Texans. Whoever wins here, you don't really have stock in either team.
No, this is one of the more least anticipated playoff games I've ever seen. I mean, it's big in Houston and Cincinnati, but both teams are sort of seen as not serious contenders. Although the AFC is very wide open. But it also has two rookie quarterbacks for the first time starting against each other since the 1950s. So there's a lot of inexperience in a league where the quarterbacks dominate. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. These are two rookie quarterbacks going.
Okay, Cincinnati, Texas fans, send your emails to Dan Wetzel. We just got to look at the NFC, the Detroit Lions against the New Orleans Saints. And then the other NFC game, Atlanta against the New York Giants.
Yeah, well, Saturday night will be the Saints and the Lions, and that game should be highly entertaining because these are two great offenses. It's the first time in the history of the league two quarterbacks that threw for over 5,000 yards, and there's only been five seasons like that in the history of the league, will play each other. So you're going to have a young, very talented, and a very good offensive Detroit Lions team trying to keep up with Drew Brees and the Saints. I think a lot of people have the Saints is either the favorite or right there with the Packers as the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So I still think New Orleans will be the team to beat there, but it should be a highly entertaining game.
Yeah. Well, waiting in the wings, Baltimore Ravens, our New England Patriots, the San Francisco Giants, and defending Super Bowl champs Green Bay Packers. They all got a bye. They're just waiting to see what happens this weekend. Just in the few seconds we have, Super Bowl 46 is February 5th. Want to take a bet? Not a bet. We don't do that, but a guess?
I'm a bad in selections, but I would take New England and New Orleans.
Oh.
I think New England will do all right in this, although it's not the best New England team we've seen. They're set up very well.
Well, we will come back at you with that. Dan Wetzel, national sports columnist for Yahoo.com. Dan, thanks as always.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.